Hey, yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? In any event, today's episode, we are gearing up for Super Bowl Sunday. We are gearing up for the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs, which I have a little thing I want to say about that. Like, I honestly just can't believe we are having another Super Bowl with those two people. I mean, the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl for the last 4 years, and the 49ers, I mean, the whole thing with the Super Bowl is just kind of, I don't know, I'm a little indifferent about this whole NFL thing right now. And the reason being is because I feel like all the NFL games are rigged. I mean, literally, up into the playoff games, there were so many teams that should have advanced to the point where, like, they were winning the first half of the game, and then once halftime hits, they just completely got annihilated. Like, Green Bay, for example, the Lions. I mean, honestly, like, these games should have been won. It could have been a whole different Super Bowl. I mean, I feel like Green Bay could have advanced further into the next round, and then they probably would have gotten knocked out. The Lions, they could have gotten to the Super Bowl, but, you know, it's just crazy. I mean, this whole thing, it's just nuts. I mean, honestly. But, yeah, Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend, and actually, I'm excited. I love Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, it's not the Super Bowl that, you know, the Philadelphia fans want. I mean, we don't have the Eagles in it, but at the same time, it's just, like, great because, you know, you get to see all the commercials, you get to see the halftime show, which Usher is going to be there, and I heard, I don't know if this is true, before I get fact-checked, I'm going to look it up, I heard Post Malone is singing the national anthem. I could be wrong about that, but, let's see. Okay, who's performing? Doesn't really tell me who's singing. Okay, the Queen of Country is supposedly singing the national anthem. But why? And what about Post Malone? Because I saw Post Malone on here. I don't even know who. Like, I'm not invested in the Super Bowl right now because I don't really care enough. But I really heard Post Malone was going to be at the Super Bowl singing. I mean, but now it says Reba. Hey. It is what it is. Oh, well. Whatever. Okay, so in any event, yeah. So, Usher's going to be there. Reba's going to be there. Post Malone's probably going to be there. Taylor Swift is obviously going to be there. The thing that bugs me, why is Taylor Swift rushing all the way from Japan to the Super Bowl? I get it. She wants to watch Travis Kelce play. But who cares? I mean, nobody wants you there. The camera is literally going to show your face every 5 minutes. That was the highlight of the NFL for this year, for 2024. I mean, oh, Taylor Swift's at the game. Taylor Swift's at the game. She's going to be here at the game. Who cares? And she's rushing from Japan all the way to Las Vegas. And I don't know. This whole thing just bugs me, honestly. I mean, it's with the whole Super Bowl. Stop rushing to the games. We don't want you there. Nobody wants you there. And everyone always, like, they're like, TJ, you must hate Taylor Swift. I don't hate Taylor Swift. She just ruined the NFL, honestly. Every time she was at the game, the cameras would face towards her, and then they would have puns for her. They would have puns. Oh, now Taylor Swift's looking at us. She might have bad blood. I actually think there's a video about that. Give me, like, 1 second. I'm going to look that up for us. But, yeah, she would just give us, like, they would just do puns. And, it, the newscasters or sports broadcasters would just give stupid puns to Taylor Swift every time she was at the game. And they would mention her 4 or 5 times, and they would just literally have a camera on her every 5 minutes. And someone made a joke about her at one of the award shows, and she got offended. So, yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift is just annoying. Get out of the NFL. I don't want you there. I'm sure a lot of people don't want you there. I mean, stick to what you're good at, singing. Stop going for football players. I mean, when Shailene Woodley was dating Aaron Rodgers, they never showed Shailene Woodley at a game. Never showed her. If you guys don't know who Shailene Woodley is, she's the girl from Secret Life of the American Teenager. Don't ask me how I know that. My sister. She would watch that. You know, actually, I did try to watch that because the girls were kind of hot. But, I mean, after, like, third, like, season, I was just like, this is just getting redundant. Everyone's getting pregnant. That whole show was just stupid. Like, it was literally about Shailene Woodley, who got pregnant for having sex with a guy at, like, a summer camp. And then the guy turns out, oh, I don't want to be a father to the kid. Then she gets with some, like, guy who's very feminine and... He gets this one girl pregnant. It was just so stupid. Everyone got pregnant in the show. It was so fucking stupid. I mean, I guess it's the point of the show. Secret Life of American Teenagers. Not teenager. But it was literally Secret Life of American Teenager. And actually, John Schneider was in the show as well, which I didn't know about that until I looked it up. He was a dad. He was like one of the dads in the show, and he like died in a plane crash or something. But... that's a different story. But yeah, in any event, no one showed Shailene at the fucking games when Rodgers was playing, at least to my knowledge. And I was a Packers fan. I still am a Packers fan. But I might become a Jets fan. No, I can't do that. I'm a born Eagles fan, and then I'm a Packers fan, so who knows. But yeah, just the whole concept of the damn game. I mean, I don't want Taylor Swift at the game. What about you? Let me know. Do you want to see Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl game? But in any event, here's a clip of... it's a 2-minute clip of all the Taylor Swift mentions. I mean, it talks about football and then it just goes right into Taylor Swift. So here's a clip.
I have the special guest at Arrowhead Stadium. And I'll warn you, brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to just look at the internet for the last time, because when this gets spread around the World Wide Web, the internet's going to break. The rumors apparently are true. Taylor Swift is friends with Travis Kelce and the Kelce family. That was Mama Kelce in the luxury suite at Arrowhead Stadium. And yep, T-Swizzle, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. The witching hour is everything that we want it to be. I got nothing for you, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor Swift at the game, and undoubtedly not the last time they will show her in the luxury suite there for her. Football fan. She's played some different NFL events and enjoying the action there at Arrowhead Stadium.
With Travis's mom, Donna. I mean,
I think the secret's out.
Who's she here to see?
I mean, I think the secret's out. I think we can... play matchmaker and put the rumors to rest. I think they are officially a couple, and I think the internet right now is going insane.
Good pickup on the blitz. Mahomes gives him time right to Kelce into Bears territory, down across the 35.
Arguably the best tight end in NFL history. Travis Kelce, you see, just kind of nice job by Pacheco, giving a little extra time, but they just flat out leave. Travis Kelce uncovered on the little wheel route right on time, and his new big
11th play of the drive. Mahomes wafting end zone. There it is, a touchdown to Kelce.
Taylor Swift screaming like she's so extra. Like, even his mother's not screaming.
Two plays in a row. Andy Reid trying to get his best player the ball, and just a great little nod shake route down in the goal line. And
you're going to love this ride.
In any event, yeah. I mean, so stupid, honestly. I mean, they literally cut to Taylor Swift 4 times in the 2-minute clip. And I don't get it. It's whatever. I mean, but I can't wait for the Super Bowl just to see what's going on. I mean, honestly, it's just crazy, like, the mention she's going to get. And I can't wait. Although my favorite one was when she was at one of the games, she did, like, a secret handshake with Mahomes' wife and did, like, a chest bump. And I'm thinking, like, Jesus Christ. But anyway, she's so extra in this, like, game. Anyways, I do like the Chief and the Brown. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Chiefs and the Bills playoff highlights. That was a good one. This is pretty much them. This is the highlights from their game after Travis Kelce gets a touchdown. This is Jason Kelce going crazy, too.
And second down, launch, wide open! Kelce has the touchdown!
Well, you see the busted coverage here, but
you lose him! Oh, there's his brother, says, right on, that's Jason!
Jason Kelce's just going crazy. And then they flash to Taylor Swift. It's nuts. It's whole fucking thing. In any event. But yeah, there's some weird theories going on. Like people are saying that Taylor Swift and Kelce are going to get engaged during the Super Bowl. Then there's something saying that they're going to endorse Biden during the Super Bowl. And then there's some things about Usher, like what he's going to sing. And to be honest, the one song... that Usher is going to sing is probably his famous song, which is Yeah, featuring Ludacris and Lil Jon.
Peace up, A-Town down.
So this is probably one song that they're going to sing during the whole Super Bowl. And this is the only song I really know from him. I mean, I probably know more, but this is one song that they're probably going to sing. No doubt. Let's see. They're probably going to... DJ's Got Us Falling in Love. I can see that being a thing. Yeah. I do know this song.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from...
So yeah, this song's probably going to be played, no doubt.
Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life. Back to life. Hands up. Yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do you think they play? Oh My God by Will.i.am. Do you think they'll play that? Let's see. I don't think I've heard the song.
I did it again, so I'm gonna let go.
I don't know.
Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down.
See, all these songs that Usher is in, they have
so many ways to love
other
ya.
Artists in there. They got Will.i.am, Ludacris, Lil Jon. I mean, all these songs that Usher has, he's featuring different artists. I don't ever see one song, at least on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
But that's just my opinion. Anyways, this is a good song, but this is only Will.i.am and Britney Spears. This is the only Britney Spears song I actually can enjoy, except for Hit Me Baby One More Time. God, I love music.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us.
This is a great song, I have to admit.
All eyes on us.
The whole Jamie Lynn and Britney Spears controversy, though, it's so stupid. Like, and both of them are not attractive anymore, honestly, in my personal opinion. But, you know. This is a good song, though. Fuck you, Spotify. Copyright me. See what happens.
Scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying, oh, we are, we are, we are.
You are now. rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
All right, I'm getting off topic here. Okay, so anyways, we are going to look at Super Bowl bets in just a couple minutes, and I want to tell you what's going on with that whole ordeal. But anyway, Super Bowl 2024 is this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. 49ers against Chiefs. It's on NFL, or I'm sorry, you can watch it on Paramount Plus. Actually, fun thing about that, before we actually take, because I want to take a quick break and then I'll get on to the Super Bowl. So if you are a SpongeBob fan, I was told on Paramount Plus right before the Super Bowl, he is going to sing, they are going to have the Sweet Sweet Victory song, and it's actually going to play on Paramount before the Super Bowl, which I think is a really great idea, honestly. Like, that is so nostalgic. And I don't know why they're doing that, but I actually enjoy that they're doing that. Let's see. So if you guys are fans of SpongeBob like I am, this song is going to be played during the whole Super Bowl. The beginning of it, at least. Just listen to it.
The winner takes all. It's the thrill of one more kill, the last one to fall. We'll never sacrifice their will.
But yeah, that whole song is going to be played during the Super Bowl, right before on Paramount Plus on Nickelodeon. So yeah, check that out. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm going to play a commercial. Then we're just going to look at some odds and stuff. Actually, we could just do that real quick. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see that. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be back. That's a great picture. And yeah. We'll be right back, and I'll see you guys in just a few moments. Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.
Smiles, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time.
Hey yo,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm moving my arm around so you
TJ TV only on YSPTH75. This should be one of their theme songs for the Super Bowl, because I think they played this, if I'm not mistaken. No, they didn't play this, actually. So this should be a song for the Super Bowl. But when the Eagles were in the Super Bowl in 2018 versus the Patriots, Carrie Underwood did a song, The Champion, and it was Carrie Underwood featuring Ludacris. And this was every, if I'm not mistaken, in 2018 when they were in the Super Bowl and the playoffs, this song was played constantly. It's like the same song they play for the Phillies, but this is a song that they played in 2018. This song was played constantly every time the Eagles were in a playoff game and when they were in the Super Bowl. Great song. Gives me chills. Really does. That's the thing with music. When it comes to music, they give me, gives me like chills depending on whatever it is. Like Unstoppable, eh, doesn't really give me chills. But the Phillies Dancing on My Own, that's a great song. And this is going to be something that's just like, it's going to be our theme song for life.
Ground ball to the right side. Puncho has it. And running over, and the Cardinals have done it.
First pop, something like that.
Uh-oh. Out to left field, Hazley on the run, back to the wall, and it is. Out to center field. Herrera going back toward the wall. The fence jumps, and it's just over his glove. A home run. The game is tied. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow center field. Coming on as Marsh. Still coming on. Makes the catch. Just gotta
see it. So this was over a year ago. This song gives me chills. It makes me really excited for the season for the Phillies this year. Every year, the Phillies cease to amaze us, and yeah, I can't wait for that. I really cannot wait. So, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I keep saying, because I just can't wait, guys. Okay, in any event. But yeah, so the Super Bowl odds, everyone's saying the 49ers are going to win, and then there's a bet going on who's going to win, and there's a lot of bets saying that the 49ers will win. There's a bet saying how many times the camera's going to turn to Taylor Swift. There's also Travis Kelce is going to score first touchdown. Brock Purdy's going to catch a couple interceptions. So there's a lot of bets going on. And if you guys have any bets, let me know in the comments or on Instagram. Let me know what the bets are going to be. Yeah, so it's Travis Kelce scoring the first touchdown, Brock Purdy catching the interceptions, 49ers to win. How many times the camera's going to switch to Taylor Swift. And there's also just a lot of other bets that I really don't understand because I can't really find them, but, you know, that's the bets that I heard about. Taylor Swift to cost footy fans $44 billion. Oh. Ooh. Yeah, I was unaware that Reba McEntire was going to be there, though. Really was. But, oh well. It is what it is. Three text messages. Okay, wow. You know, I never get three text messages. I get like 10. I kid you not. I woke up, like I was watching something on Tubi last night, and I turned my phone, like I just turned whatever I was watching off, and I kid you not, I had 7 text messages. It's because whenever I'm in a group fucking chat, which I hate group chats, like those are the bane of my existence. I hate them with a passion. So, personally, I woke up with 7 messages, and in group chats, they are the worst because you're in a group chat and people send thousands of messages, and all I'm asking, please don't put me in a group chat. Please. Please don't. But anyways, yeah. Super Bowl is this Sunday at 6:30 Paramount Plus. You can watch it anywhere else. Fox, probably NBC. I honestly don't know where else to watch it, but I know Paramount Plus is one of them because I have that on my phone. But I'm actually going out for the Super Bowl. There's probably a lot of Super Bowl parties going on. I know a lot of fans are feeling defeated because the Eagles aren't in the Super Bowl or the Lions aren't in the Super Bowl, and a lot of people are pissed off that the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for, I think, the fifth time, maybe the fourth. Don't quote me on that. I don't know how many times the Chiefs have been in, but, you know, I do believe that the NFL is rigged a little bit for certain games. And I will, here's the thing. A lot of football fans are saying, oh, you're not a real fan if you think the game's rigged. Honestly, if you watch the games, and if you stop analyzing every move and every turnover, every touchdown, every catch, every pass, every whatever, I believe the game's rigged, honestly. I do. I believe the NFL is rigged. So that's just my personal opinion, but, you know, that's just me. I mean, just watch the games. Don't worry about the plays, the passes, the turnovers, the touchdowns. Don't worry about any of that. Watch the game. Analyze how, let's just say the 49ers are kicking the Chiefs' ass. Let's just say they're winning. They're doing really good. And they miraculously start losing. There's something going on in there. That's just my personal opinion, but hey, let's see. Oh, there's also something going on in Moscow. Vladimir Putin and Tucker Carlson were doing an interview, and Tucker Carlson is pretty much getting like harassed and thrashed. I sent this picture to Tori and my mom yesterday. So it says this for Tucker Carlson. It's on X. Developing. They are starting to punish Tucker Carlson for interviewing Vladimir Putin. The European Union is considering imposing a travel ban against Tucker. Ukraine put him on a literal kill list. Many in the U.S. are calling for his arrest. The interview isn't even out yet. Here's my theory with that. Call me what you want. Call me, you know, a Putin fan or whatever, or a Tucker fan or a Trump fan, whatever. My whole theory is Tucker Carlson did what every other president has done, probably since the George H.W. Bush. Every president, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, five presidents in, you know, for thousands, not thousands, but for the last like 20 or 30 years have interviewed or met with Vladimir Putin. And Tucker Carlson just interviewed the guy. Yeah, it was probably a dumb decision on his part because of what's going on. But, you know, I heard Tucker wanted to interview Putin, Zelensky, actually, to see what, you know, what their stance was, I guess, on certain topics. But, I mean, I don't think what he did was wrong. He just went to Ukraine to interview people. And yeah, say what you want about Tucker, but he is a journalist. I mean, he's doing what most journalists wish to have done. They want to interview Putin, but since Putin, you know, intentionally started the war with Ukraine, everyone hates Putin and they hate Tucker for interviewing him. But every president has met with Putin and probably interviewed him. Except for Biden, because Biden hates him. I also read something that Putin doesn't want to, like, have a war with the U.S. But he has demands for certain things. And he wants to talk to Biden, but Biden doesn't want to give him the time of day. So, I mean, I just really wonder how the interview went. That is actually one, like, I don't watch Tucker Carlson. I think some of his stuff is stupid. But he's like Joe Rogan, where he just does interviews. But I would really like to see this interview with Vladimir Putin. And I think this is actually going to break X and break his website. This is going to be an interview that is you know, going to get millions of views, I bet you, in like seconds. Once this interview is out, Tucker is going to get millions of views for interviewing Putin. And do I think Tucker's a bad guy? No. Do I think that he is, he's dopey for going to Moscow? Eh, a little bit, yeah. But I don't think what he did was wrong. I mean, he's literally just interviewing a world leader. That's like him saying he's going to go to North Korea to interview Kim Jong-un, but I don't think that would ever happen, honestly. But yeah, that's my personal opinion. I don't think what he did was wrong. I would just love to have, Tucker on my show, just to interview him to see what his stance are on certain things. Because, you know, I think Tucker is a little out there, but he was, like, the biggest talk show host on Fox, and then they fired him. I mean, there's something going on there. It's weird, but I don't know. This whole thing with the election coming up, and, you know, I read a theory that, oh, I got to find the picture. Hold on. I put it on my story, but it was literally something about, you know, we're pretty much going back into a time warp. Let's see. Okay, 2020. Early spring predicted. 2024, early spring predicted. Leap year in 2020, also this year as well. Chiefs versus the 49ers in 2020 and 2024. Trump versus Biden in 2020 and 2024. And then there's a question mark under the 2024, like under Trump versus Biden in 2024. So it makes me think that there's going to be another pandemic, which is crazy in general. But the difference was Trump was president in 2020, not Biden. It's crazy. These theories are just fucking nuts. I mean, they really are. Here's what we're going to do. Okay. I'm going to take a break. Probably come back and then end the show, because there's always really not much going on. But yeah, Tucker Carlson is interviewed Vladimir Putin, and a lot of people are not too happy about that. And Super Bowl this Sunday, and to be honest, I'm glad the Super Bowl is over this Sunday. I'm glad football will be over. I really am. I mean, because now it means spring's right around the corner and summer's right around the corner, and it's time to have fun. Also, I got to talk to you about Oldies XL, because, something crazy happened the other day that I want to talk about. And then, honestly, I assume I'm not going to be back on that station, because I haven't heard anything. And plus, with what happened the other day, I may not be on. So, yeah, so let's take a quick break. I'll be back. I'll play a song, I guess, maybe. And then we'll come back in a moment. So I'll see you in just a few seconds.
I took my love, took it down.
What a beautiful song. God damn. Fleetwood Mac. This song makes me tear up sometimes. Have you ever seen, like, if you're a Walking Dead fan, in the last episode they played this song, and it made me, like, thinking about it, it's making me tear up a little bit. God, this is such a beautiful song, bro. I might get copyrighted for this, but, you know, Spotify is my main source, so TJTV Podcast. They do have great songs, I'll admit. Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, whatever your whole idea is about these guys, let me know. It's just such a great song, though.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time made you bolder, even children get older, and I'm getting older.
God, that song is so good. It's also another great song, Little Lies. So what a lot of people don't know about me, whenever I do lift and nothing's going on, I walk in the mall with these older ladies every, I used to do it every other day or every couple days out of the week. And these old ladies that are in their like 70s or 80s and we're walking the mall, their husbands hate me, and this song would always come on. I miss those ladies. They were my favorite. That's also a great song, Little Lies. Oh, we got another one coming up. Gypsy. Gypsy's a great song. Another great song. Here's one of my favorites. Rihanna. This is a really good song. I love the beginning of this. Of this like guitar, you know, riff and all that. And then we got Go Your Own Way. Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? Then Dreams. Like I said, these songs are so great. And if you're not a Fleetwood Mac fan, well, then you just don't know good music. Honestly. I mean, these songs are just so good not to be played. Honestly, I mean... I don't know. I'm a big Fleetwood Mac guy. I love their music. I love everything about it. It's just nuts. What's going on? But in any event, yeah. I do want to say thank you to Bob, Ray, and John once again for doing the 500th episode. That is all on Spotify right now. And that is actually already out. So, you know, if you guys want to listen to that on your way to the Super Bowl or over the weekend, you know, kill some time. Let's see. What do we got going on? Walking Dead. Hillary Clinton. Zelensky. Dark Zuckerberg. Trump for prison. I don't know. There's a whole bunch. Five Marines aboard a helicopter went down outside of San Diego are confirmed dead. What is with these helicopters? Okay, if you're a conspiracy theorist... It just got crazier. So, in 2020, no disrespect, Kobe Bryant and his daughter died in a helicopter crash. Another helicopter crashed in just like a few days ago. But in San Diego. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Kobe died in San Diego. He died in California, but still, it's in California. San Diego is in California. So, there's another theory. But yeah, a helicopter crashed and my heart goes out to those people. All right, so what the hell? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on anymore. Carter Hart is out of the Flyers, and five other hockey players are charged for rape charges. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, here's Hillary Clinton says it's terrifying that they're yearning for leaders to imprison their opponents. Wait until she hears about Joe Biden. I don't know. I'm trying not to get into politics. Oh well. It's crazy. Whatever's going on in the world is crazy. But yeah. X is the most downloaded app. There's really not much going on. I mean, I'm trying to look for like news stories. I don't see any news stories. Oh, I also forgot to mention. Wow. I totally forgot to mention. Toby Keith died. And here's something I want to say about that. So, yeah, Toby Keith died yesterday. And I woke up to that news kind of in shock. Personally, I saw Toby Keith in concert. I got to hold his guitar. And I will post that on my Instagram in just a few moments. But, yeah. I got to hold his guitar because my uncle was one of those riggers. He did the light rigging thing. And yeah, I was just really in shock. He was a great artist, great musician. And I loved his music. My mom cried. I told her about that. And it's funny too. I think it was in 2008, my mom, my two sisters, and I think my aunt, they were going to see the Toby Keith concert because my uncle worked with him. My one older sister spotted out Freddie Mitchell, and her and Freddie Mitchell was like, oh, you know, I can get you guys to meet Toby Keith. So my sister's mom and my aunt got to meet Toby Keith, which was pretty cool. And then, you know, my dad and I just got to go backstage and I got to hold his guitar, which was pretty cool. I was a junior in high school. Got a couple pics from him too. But yeah, no, Toby Keith died of stomach cancer. And, you know, people can say what you want. Oh, Toby Keith's a Republican. He doesn't care about anybody but himself. He cared about his fans. And he's real. So, and some of his songs were just, like, really good. I mean, American Soldier always makes me tear up. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I mean, just so many great hits from a guy. He was so young, too. So, I totally forgot about that. Wow. I can't believe I forgot about that. That was going to be my first news story. In any event. Oh, Red Solo Cup. That was a great one. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue as my closing song to honor Toby Keith, because Toby Keith was a really great artist. And, you know, it is kind of sad. I have to admit, I can't believe I forgot about that. I mean, I shouldn't have, but hey. All right, guys. Love you all to death. And let me know, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? And yeah. Love you all to death. Like and follow Spotify, Google Podcasts, TJTV6, producer TJ995 on TikTok, TGleason22 on Instagram, and TJGX5 on X. All right. Love you all to death. And bye.
So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is free.
flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole brought to you courtesy of